Morning Watch. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week 4. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by being a faithful and prudent slave. Saturday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not become dissimilarly yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership do righteousness and lawlessness have? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be troubled. Luke 19:17-19. And he said to him, "Well done, good slave, because you have become faithful in the least, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Your mina, master, has made 5 minas. And he said to this one, "And you be over 5 cities. Revelation 2:26. And he who overcomes and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. Related reading. We should not be one who eats and drinks with the drunken. This is to drift away further, a further fall from beating the fellow slaves. You have fallen away to the world and have become a world lover. The worldly people are drunk and even drugged with worldly things. They are stupefied with the present age. To eat and drink with them is to enjoy what they enjoy. In a good sense, when you are beating the saints, you are still interested in the church life. If you were not interested in the church life, you would never criticize the elders. Because you are so burdened for the church and so interested in the church life, you criticize the brothers and sisters. Once you make the decision to forget about the church, to have no interest in the church, you enter into the loving of the world. And you keep company with worldly people who are always being stupefied by this age. A saint who loves the world has no heart to talk about what elders are good or bad. He may once have been beating his fellow slaves, but now he is fully occupied with worldly enjoyment. He is now eating and drinking with the drunken. Nearly every day may be a happy day to him, and nearly every weekend a pleasant weekend, because he is enjoying the stupefying of the worldly things. The slothful slaves who are not so faithful in the Lord's commission have an excuse that the Lord is not coming back immediately, that he is delaying his coming. As a result, they begin to mistreat fellow believers and partake of the worldly things. Their excuse is that if the Lord would return right now, everything would be solved. They would not have the time to love the world. However, the Lord's word in Matthew 24 tells us he would not take this kind of excuse. At his coming back, he will cut off or cut asunder his unfaithful slaves. To cut asunder does not mean to cut into pieces. When we were saved, we became attached to Christ, the Anointed One. Even if we are in a backslidden condition, the Lord will not cut us off. But if we remain unfaithful and slothful at his coming back, he will cut us off from his attachment. He will carry out a cutting asunder between us and him. We will be cut off from his glorious presence into a place that will be the portion of the hypocrites. The portion of the unbelievers is eternal perdition. But the portion of the slothful slaves is a temporary dispensational punishment. The way to be faithful is to scatter the Lord's word, which is food to every hungry one. The Lord's household is composed not only of believers, but also of sinners. Who will go to feed the hungry, sinful people? We all have to say, "Me." We have to go. We must do everything that we can to spread the word of God. Also, by his mercy and through his grace, we must do the best not to beat the fellow slaves, the fellow believers. Do not criticize or murmur about them. Do not speak anything negative about them, because you do not have the time to do it. Your mouth was not made for criticizing, but for speaking forth Christ. To criticize the brothers is to beat the fellow slaves. This will cause us to be punished. We should also not go into the world to enjoy ourselves with the stupefied, drugged, and worldly people. we have to be the sober ones.